For that beautiful song. There's one thing I do enjoy is being able to stand up and look at all your faces and anticipation of the things that are going to be spoken, that we might be able to consume it, you know, feast upon the Word of God. And I'm thankful for that, because you're here to hear the Word of God. Our brother tonight, one of the things that I enjoy more recently, he seems to be pretty good at when he writes his emails, he writes an encouragement in there to us, keeping us focused on the goal, and I appreciate that in him, in his messages to us in his CCG. So I'd like to give to you tonight our apostle, Placido Coyoc.
Good evening, my beloved brothers in the great family of Jesus Christ. It's a real pleasure for me to be here, to stand before you, to speak about the Word of God. I was thinking a few minutes ago that when I was a little boy, my father told me something. He said, "I want you to learn English." At that time, I didn't want to, because I didn't like languages. But now I know that God had a plan for me. So I feel very happy, very content to be here in the house of the Lord, because this is the house of the Lord. We don't need to forget, because there is no other place like this. We're going to begin with my favorite scriptures, in English and Spanish, in Psalms 100. Psalms 100, verse 5. Psalms 100, verse 5. It says, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation." Brothers and sisters, we need to think that the Lord is good. The Lord has been good in my life. I didn't plan to be here, to stand before you and preach. I was content with my life, just to be a member of the church, going to church and work. That was my plan. But God had better plans in my life. For the Lord is good. That's the message I have learned in all my life. The Lord has been good with me and my family, my daughter. She's already 25. The Lord is good. With my sisters and now with my nieces and nephews, the Lord is good. In my life, his mercy is everlasting. Yes, brothers, God has been merciful in my life. A simple person like me, God had mercy in my life. Tribulation, circumstances in life, I know that God is good, that he has mercy for me. And it says that his truth endured to all generation. I'm thinking, just a few minutes ago, how God has worked in my family. My grandfather, he was the first person in my generation to be involved in the church. He told me that he met Clarence Wheaton in Yucatan, Mexico. And when he was in the first service, without knowing about the doctrine, without knowing many things about the church, he made his decision. He said, "I want this church. I will belong to this church." And what happened now? With all his generation, God has made a people, a church. His truth endure to all generations. really, the Lord is good. That's something we don't need to forget. Because many times in the circumstances in life, we usually forget. It says, for the Lord is good. Today, I want you to talk about, I said this morning that God gave me a sermon. And it's a really a marvelous thing because I didn't know if I'm going to preach in this reunion. But God gave me a message, a simple message. But I think that's something I need in my life. I don't know about you, but many times in my life I need this message. It says, do not fear. How many times we fear of many things, the things that are happening around us, the things that we are facing, we have fear. But the message today, do not fear. I will show you the scriptures. It's not what I want to say, but it's what the Lord wants you to listen and to read with me. Let's go to Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14. It says, sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to be glad, to be glad and rejoice. I came here to talk about the church, to talk about the kingdom of God, to talk about the kingdom that Prophet Daniel talked about, the kingdom that Jesus said, I will build my church. This is our focus. This is the importance in our lives. In our lives. It says, be glad and rejoice with all the heart. Are we rejoicing? Sometimes the circumstances in life, the problems, the sicknesses, the afflictions, anything, it make us to be sad, to worry too much, or to focus in other things. But it says here, be glad and rejoice with all the heart. How are you going to be rejoice and glad? It says, with all the heart. Yes, even if we are facing difficulties in life, I know this by experience. When the doctor told me that this kind of problem I have in my vision, he says that it's very aggressive and you can be blind less in a year. Less in a year. Some people came to me and they were sad. I said, are you worried? A little, like a person, but I am in God's hand. I know that when my work is finished, I'm ready to go. Yes. It says, be glad and rejoice. God knows that we are facing now difficult times here in America, in Mexico, and in other parts of the world. When you read the newspapers, when you listen to the radio, when you watch the TV, when you see the social media, it only talks about things that make you sad, make you worry. But we come to the church to hear the good news. We have the good news. When Christ was born, the angel said, we have good news. The world one needs good news. And who's going to give it to them? We need to give the world good news. I like to know that we are in this part that it says the gospel will be preached. And we are, I believe that we are in this part when the gospel needs to be preached. And how important it is. Many people are asking about the church. is it not a blessing? It's a blessing for me. I never thought that I can communicate with people in different parts of the world. A few days ago, I received an email. A man from Brazil. He wrote me in Portuguese, and he said that I need Christ. He said that he belonged to a church. He said that he was involved in many Christian activities, but he says, my heart is empty. I need Christ. Is it not wonderful that many people outside needs Christ, needs to hear the good news, and who's going to tell them? We need to tell them. We need to be prepared for that. God has begun the marvelous work. I want to think about that. My sickness, my problem, your problem is not very important. What it matters is the kingdom of God. It's how God is touching the heart of the people. And also, a few days ago, we received an email from a man in Argentina. I wrote him an email, and in an hour he answered. And he said, I want a copy of the Book of Mormon in Spanish. Who's going to give it to him? Me. Yes. Yeah, we need to see, to focus on those beautiful things. In my life, I never thought that I'd be able to live in these days. In the past, in Mexico, we're just three small groups there, not many people. When we try to talk with them, they say, no, we have enough. We are satisfied with the church that we belong to. But now, the people, I say, I don't feel comfortable in my church. I want to know about the Church of Christ. It's another blessing. Now, the people are looking for us. In the past, we were looking at the people. Now, they are coming to us. We had an experience in Mexico with a group. They were just 8 members many, many years ago. For many years, they were just 10, 8, 6. But now, the church has grown, 100 people. The pastor said, I didn't do that. I didn't invite those people. They just came. He opened the door one day, and they came. Is it not wonderful? We have many things that we need to be glad and rejoice. But rejoice with all your heart. I think you're enjoying this reunion. Are you enjoying this reunion, or are you suffering? We're enjoying this reunion. Yes. We need to rejoice. Yes, it's the time. Let's read verse 16. Zephaniah 3:16. It says, in that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, for thou not, and to Zion, let not thy hands be slack. It's the time that God says, fear not. Do not fear. Why? Because God knows that we're going to live in these days where there are a lot of things that make us to fear. Fear about maybe you lose your job. Maybe what's going to happen to the economy. Maybe many things around us. But it says, fear thou not. Yes, it's time we need to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. And that's what we need. I don't know about you, but in my life, it's easy for me to trust in the Lord when all the things goes according to my limited understanding. But when things goes differently to what I think, then I began to be sad. But it says that, fear thou not. Verse 17, the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty, he will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, he will rest his love, he will joy over thee with singing. Brothers and sisters, is not wonderful that it says that the Lord is going to be in the midst of you? He's going to be with us. Yes. We need to focus on that. Again, the things that is happening to you and outside, it makes us not to trust in the Lord. But it says that it's the time that we need to recognize that the Lord is with us. Yes or no? Yes. The Lord is with us. One time we were in the mission. When we were saying the first prayer, a sister in the group, she saw, and then a personage. I don't know if it's an angel, but it's a messenger. That he's dressed in white. He's between us. It's not wonderful. God is with us. And recently, we have a local church there that I'm talking about a few minutes ago about how the members had grown, and they're having their services, and the neighbors were just sitting in front of in their porch, and one of them, she saw a light, a beautiful light over the church, and she said, "What is that?" And nobody see that, but just her. She saw a beautiful light over the church building. It's not wonderful. She's going to be baptized in next month. Is it not wonderful? It says here that God is in the midst of thee. God is in the middle of us. God is with us in everything, even in the problems, or even in the circumstances in life. I have seen this in my personal life. After these 50 long years here, I have seen that how God had helped me with problems in my life, and God showed me that I need to do something I need to do. Yes, God is in the midst of thee. He will save. Do we trust in that? He said, he will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. God is rejoicing if we are rejoicing. This is the most important thing, that because God is with us. Sometimes we read it and we forget it. And when problems comes, we think that problems are bigger than God. And sometimes we want to line up in the circumstances in life with our salvation, right? And we need to line up our life with the Word of Christ, with the Word of God. And he said, he will save you. Are we going to be alone? No, we're not going to be alone. God is going to be with his church, with this kingdom that the prophet Daniel said never will be destroyed. I want to be in this kingdom. I want to remain here. It says, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Isn't that wonderful? Let's go to Psalms 23, verse 4. Psalms 23, Psalms 23, verse 4. It says, "Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Even when we are facing different situation, I will fear no evil. Yes. With the sickness of my sister, many times as human, as people, we want to know why this happening. Because we don't want to suffer. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, we need to suffer. Yes, it's not good, but it's not good for the person, for our physical body, but we need it. But because God has a plan. My sister was sick. She was 5 days in the hospital. But do you know what? That we have seen a good fruit from that sickness. Not only she received her health, she was healed, but the Lord healed us in a different part, with some difficulties, with some circumstances in life, circumstances of people. God help us in that part. Is it not wonderful? I'm very happy because now she's at home. But I'm also happy and rejoicing because God helped us to solve a problem that it was many years, and nobody helped us. Nobody worked to solve this problem. But when she was at the hospital in 3 days, God solved the problem. Yes. Do you understand me? Am I explaining myself? Okay. So, I will fear not. Do not fear. Everything that you are having in your life, do not fear. Just trust in the Lord. The Lord will do. Sometimes in our lives, the things happen, and we don't know why. We don't know how are we going to solve the problem or help, but God knows. Yes. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. I like this, this part. Isaiah 12, 2. It says, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become," what? "My salvation." Yes, God is my salvation. In circumstances in life, I don't know about you, but sometimes we, as a person, we feel alone. But it says here, God is my salvation. Who is your salvation? God. Yes, we need to think about that. If we think, if we're focusing on that, we're not going to worry about much about the things that are happening around us, in our country, and how we're going to live. Many people are afraid about the future of their family, but they are thinking also in material things. But we are thinking in spiritual things. We need to worry about our future. But it says here that God is my salvation. Do you believe that? Yes. He says, I will trust and not be afraid. I will trust. It's the time that we can trust in the Lord. I remember my father, you said to preach to me. And he has helped me a lot. I remember one time I had a problem. And I went and talked with him and he said, now you need to show me that you have faith in God. Now you need to show me that you trust in the Lord. It says here, I will trust and not be afraid. He gave me courage to face any problem, to face any circumstances in my life. It says, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength. Who is your strength? The Lord Jehovah is our strength. Yes, sometimes we feel weak spiritually. We have problems. Yes, this life is not easy. It's not easy here or there or anywhere in this world. But we have a God who says that he's our strength and also become my salvation. How beautiful is that? And we can read the same in the Book of Mormon, in second book of Nephi. Second book of Nephi, chapter 9. Verse 133. It says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Is it not wonderful that God talked to the people in Jerusalem the same message to us here in America? Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to trust. We need not to be afraid. This is the time that God expects His church to be firm. This is the time that we need to preach the gospel. But we need to be firm, serving the Lord. Yes. There are many parts in the scriptures that it says that do not fear. Because God knows that we are weak as people. Everything that happens to us in a small problem, we also see a big problem. But for God, there is no small or big problem. Because He has all power. In John chapter 6, verse 20, Christ said to His disciples, they were scared. And it says in John chapter 6, verse 20, but He said unto them, it is I, be not afraid. When Christ is with us, there is no things that we can be afraid of, because we have a God that we can trust Him. Trust Him. Is it not difficult to find someone you can trust? Do we have stories in our lives that you trust in someone and after that you see the opposite? But you can trust in God. Yes. When Christ is with us. That's why God build his church. That's why we belong to the church of Christ. It says to his disciples, it is I, be not afraid. If Christ is with us, is with his church, we don't need to be afraid. Yes. It's time that we can trust in God with all our hearts. When we see problems in different circumstances, we have problems in Mexico. There are many sicknesses. Even the doctors, they say, this is a new sickness. We don't know how we can help the people. They do not know, but God knows. Yes. And someone asked me, but why are we having a lot of sicknesses now, different types of sicknesses? The hospitals are full with people that are suffering. Because God restored his church. And he gave the authority to his ministry and for and to the church to help the people. Because how are we going to help the people if they do not need help? If there aren't sicknesses, how am I going to see the power of God? So that's why sometimes we need even the sicknesses. It teaches us many things. I can say this in my personal life. When I went to the hospital for a surgery, I was very worried. I wanted to die before I got to the hospital. Yes, yes. I want to faint before the surgery. Yeah. But that's the things that it's common to a person, right? Maybe it's just me. Maybe you are just brave. But for me, yes. But what happened? When I remember that God gave me the courage. I went to the hospital and I asked the Lord, I want to go out of this hospital walking. Yes. And God gave me the blessing. And the most important, because it changed my life. I had more compassion to the people. I have more love to the people. I have more love with my family. more patience. And then, do I need that sickness? Yes, yes, I need that. I need to feel the pain. The person who has never feel a pain, he needs to learn something. Yes. But when Christ is with us, we're not going to be afraid. There is a scripture in the Book of Mormon. It's short, but how important it is. In Alma 25:35. Alma 25:35. It says, Alma 25:35. But he said unto them, fear not. It's a small phrase. But when there are problems, God say, fear not. Yes. I think it's the time that we need to hear that message. That's the message I'm telling you about that came to my mind one day, and I was practicing that in English. And say, why I'm practicing this in English? I should practice it in Spanish. But God knows why. But he said unto them, it is, but he said unto them, fear not. Let's read Alma 5:26. Alma 5:26. It says, yea, I say unto you, come and fear not, and lay aside everything which easily doth beset you, which doth bend you down to destruction. we need to come to Christ and fear not. And fear not to separate of the things that can cause our destruction. I have seen this in my life. And it says, come and fear not and lay aside every sin. My grandfather used to tell me his testimony. He had a hard life. He was drinking, and all he said that he made all the bad things in the world. Yes, but one day he totally separate of all those things, because he knew that all those things caused him his destruction. And not only his destruction, but the destruction of all his generation. How important that we can make a good decision. The good decision that you are as parent or as a grandfather, you're going to do, it's going to affect all your generation. My grandfather made a good decision, and this affect in a good way to all his generation. It's not a blessing. In his generation, God built his church in the town where I live. Is it not a blessing? In Helaman chapter 2, verse 89. Helaman chapter 2, verse 89. It says, and it came to pass that Nephi and Lehi did stand forth and begin to speak into them, saying, fear not, for behold, it is God that hath shown into you this marvelous thing, in which he shown into you that you cannot lay your hands us to slay us. It's the time that we can do like Nephi and Lehi did. And they told the people, fear not, for behold, it is God that hath shown into you this marvelous thing. All the things that is happening in the church is God working. Yes, as I told you, I never thought that I was able to see this beautiful part in the work in Mexico. God has blessed us with many beautiful things. God has, he had spoken to us many times in my life. In the past, I had just a few spiritual experiences. But in these past years, I had many experiences. Many blessings, many dreams that I have never thought that God is working with me. But it's not just for me, but for his work that is more important than me. Yes, a few weeks ago, I had a beautiful dream. I had a beautiful dream, and I saw that I'm participating in a beautiful service, in a service of ordination of four young men. I saw that some of them, they are from Mexico, and the other two are from here. I had that beautiful dream. I know for sure that God is going to do the work, the marvelous work. Why is God doing that? Because it's a time that the gospel needs to be preached. Yes. And now, like in Mexico, the ministry, we as people, we are not doing the work, but God is doing the work. God is making those things possible. Yes. That's why we need not to fear. Do not fear. Any problems or circumstances in your life, do not fear. Yes. It's beautiful to see how God can work with a person. There was a sister in a mission in Mexico. She was a faithful member of the church. She had, she was sick. I think she was like 72. And, but she always opened her house for the service. She was very encouraged for services. Says, when are you going to come to give me the sacrament? She asked, and she was sick. She suffered a lot. She suffered for the sickness, but you know, she had faith. She didn't know very much how to read. He can read just with some difficulties, but that's not important. The important thing, because she had a lot of faith. And you know that her favorite scripture was in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. That's her favorite part. For that sickness, she was blind. And many times she said, can you read me that? I read it for her, and she says, I'm very happy. Just a few days before she passed away, she had a dream. In her dream, she saw that she was in a beautiful place. She was walking, and she saw in her dream that she can see. When I visited her, she was very happy. And she told me, I know that I will see again. I have a better place with the Lord. A few days later, she passed away. But she gave us a good examples, those examples that we need. She suffered many circumstances in life, problems, sicknesses, all those things, material things. But she had a lot of faith. But she had something that not many people have. Listen to her testimony. One day, she invited us in her house for a Thanksgiving service, because she has a service. I want to give thanks to the Lord, because he said, I want to thank the Lord for my house. In the past, he had a small house with an asbestos roof, but at that time, they put the cement roof. And it's not finished completely, but she wanted to give thanks and open her house, and she said, I will fix dinner for the brothers, and she was very happy. And she said that during the service, I want to give my testimony. And she gave a beautiful testimony, and she said, I have everything in my life. I'm so happy. Did you hear that? Yes, thank you. Many people that they have bigger houses or any kind of job, they don't give thanks. They complain. Yes, but she was satisfied. She said, I have a house. I have everything. I'm totally satisfied. Is it not? That only the Lord can do that. A perfect satisfaction. And you can see a woman with peace. Happy. Yes. She passed away, but she left her good example in my life. Let's finish. Jacob chapter 2, verse 49. It says, Jacob chapter 2, verse 49. Look into God with firmness of mind, and pray into him with exceeding faith, and he will console you in your afflictions, and he will plead your cause and send down justice upon all those who seek your destructions. All ye that are pure in heart, lift up your heads and receive the pleasing word of God and feast upon his love, for ye may, if your minds are firm, forever. I hope that you receive the word of God. Did you receive the word of God? Yes. Yes. If not, I will continue preaching. Yes. Until you said it's enough. Yes. Yes. It says, all ye that you are pure in heart, lift up your heads and receive the pleasing word of God. We need to be firm, and we need to receive that word. Sometimes, instead of receiving the word, we say, did you hear that? Yes. But we need to receive that word, because on Monday, you will go to your work, you will need the word, you will need the protection. In this time that we are living, we need protection. Where can we find the protection? Outside? No. In the church, in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of God, that no one is going to destroy it. It will remain until Christ come. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. God bless you. I'm praying for each one of you. The brothers in Mexico are praying for you. And we can be firm. We can be firm and continue in this way that leads into salvation. Thank you very much.